Later in Shas, we're in Daf Lamed, picking up on Chav Tesema Beis Barabam on the page. Third word, Yosef. Yosef Rav Avin Rav Yitzchak Rabbi Kamed Rav Yirmia, becoming Namnim Rav Yirmia. They're also these Rav Avin Rav Yitzchak were sitting in front of Rav Yirmia. Rav Yirmia was Menamnim. That means he's like falling asleep. Yosef Kamer said they went and they said the following: Labar Pada Damer Padan Chosus Vekoches. According to Bar Pada, we said yesterday, he says that if you have these saplings that you said that they're going to be kadosh until they are cut down, and if he now redeems them, then they're going to become automatically, they become kadosh again. Beep, turn the page of Lamed. Tifshat the boy Rav Hoshaya. This should answer up a question that Rav Hoshaya asked in the Goren Kiddushin. Hanosin shtei prutos leisha v'amerla. A person gives two prutos to a woman. He says the following: Ba'achas iskach li ayom, with one of these prutos, be married to me today. Ba'achas iskach li la'achas she'gar sheikh, and the other one, you should be married to me after I get divorced to you. So in other words, he goes ahead, one of them is going to marry now, and then after he gets divorced, the second one that he's giving her now should also work for when they go ahead and they get divorced. Hachanami davi kiddushay. So we seem to be saying that according to Bar Pada, he explains the Mishnah that it must be that the second marriage works under such a circumstance. Seemingly, Bar Pada is saying that, what do we see over here? That the Mishnah is telling us that one who goes and makes an object kadosh can set up and say that it should be automatically re-kadoshized after it gets redeemed. We see the same thing over here, that a woman who gets married should be able to, if someone's marrying a woman, should be able to say a statement that should be automatically remarried after they get divorced. So that we answered up Rav Hoshaya's question. It says Gemara, not love dafka. Rav Yirmiya, who was falling asleep, he woke up then, and he says, "Itar," meaning like he woke up. Amalu, and he says to him, "My come damisin padan hu lepadan nacherim." What are you coming to compare a case where he redeems the saplings, these small trees, to the ones where others redeem them? Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan said the following: "Padan hu chosus hu kadoshos." If he redeems them, then they automatically go back to becoming kadosh again. Padan nacherim, if someone else is poda them, so I go and I'm makdish these trees, I say until they get cut down, and someone else now goes and poda them, ein chosus kadoshos, they don't go back to becoming kadosh again, because they come into the rishus of this other person that did that, and therefore, whatever I set up is now gone. V'isha kifdouha acherim damia. The woman is like other people redeemed her. Why? Because at the time he gets divorced, she's now no longer under his rishus anymore, and she's able to marry anybody, and therefore the early marriage that happened is considered like it didn't happen. Therefore, it's no good. It doesn't work. So don't think that Rabbi Pada is going to give an answer to this idea. And now we have another way to back the same thing. It's my number, Nami, Amar of Ami, Amar of Yochanan, Lo Shanu El Shabbatan Hu. Only talking about a case of Chama, only talking about a case where he was poda, the saplings. Ava Pada Mecherim, in Chosos Kedoshos, if other people do it, then they don't go back to becoming Kaddish again. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah. Hanoder mi Yordei Yam. Someone who goes ahead and makes a neder that he's going to answer himself from getting any Hana from Yordei Yam, those who go out to the sea, those who are hanging out in the ocean. Mutter bi Yoshe HaBashah is going to be mutter to get Hana from those who hang out on land. Bi Yoshe HaBashah, someone who goes and makes a neder from getting Hana from those who hang out on land, then Asim Yordei Yam is going to be also even to get Hana from those who are Yordei Yam. Why? Because those who live out in the sea are included in those that live on land, because eventually they're coming home. Lo ke'elu shalhoch, because actually they're going to come back on land. Now, lo ke'elu, this is not like those that shalhoch me'akul liyafo, sorry. Like those who travel by the ocean, by the sea, from akul tiyafo, which is very short, ella, but it's talking about someone who goes out on a long journey. Now, the Gemara is trying to understand, what did that last sentence mean? What does it mean? Not like those who go from Akko to Yafo. One teaches this talking about on the Reisha. On the Reisha, the first statement of someone who goes ahead and is Nyodem Yardei Yam, makes a net, they're not taking their enough from those who go out to the ocean. And he's going to be mutter b'yosher yavibasha, and b'yosher yavibasha is going to be aser miyor de hayam. So that we had the reisha over there, and there was a seifa. So he says it's going on the mandatani reisha, chad masya reisha, chad masya seifa. Mandatani reisha, masya hachid. The one who taught on the reisha teaches as follows: Hanodim miyor de hayam. Someone who goes ahead and he makes a nether on those who go out to the ocean, that they're going to get aser b'hana from them. Mutter b'yosher yavibasha is going to be mutter for those who are on the yavibasha. Habad yor de hayam aser. But that means to say that miyor de hayam, it's going to be Taka Aser. I'm saying that I'm madering myself from Yodei Yam, therefore I'm going to be Mutar Yoshvi Abasha, which means to say, but Yodei Yam, though, it's going to be Asad to get. Velo Ke'elu, and now we're understanding the last part is saying, Velo Ke'elu, and not like those. Beep, turn the page. Lama Rebeis, Hahochem Me'akol Yafo, but not from those who go from Akol Yafo, the Halein Yoshvi Abasha Ninu, because those people are considered, Yoshvi Abasha, considered like people that are on the land. Ella, Mimisha Dakin Lafarish, rather, this net is only going on people that go on far distances, far journeys. Uman Damasi, the Seifa, the one who says it's going on the Seifa, he goes this like this. Hanoder Meyoshi Abasha, those who make a nether to get any Hanah from those who are living on the Abasha on dry land, Asa B'yar Dayam, it's going to be Asa for them to get Hanah from those who go into the ocean. Velo Be'elu, and then the Mishnah is on that saying, Velo Be'elu Hocha Me'akul Yafa B'vad. And this doesn't apply only to those who go from Akko to Yafa, which is a very small journey. Right, where it goes again, when it says Hanoder mi Yoshvei Yabasha, to get any Isser from any Yoshvei Yabasha, also Yoshvei Yam, because they're coming back on the land, and that this doesn't only apply to those who go the small area, the small amount. Ella filu b'misha darkel lefarish, even one who goes on a very big journey. Is also included like a land dweller, because eventually he's going to come back to land and he's going to get off on the land. Next Mishnah, someone who goes ahead and makes a neder, someone who makes a neder to say, I'm not going to get any anah from those who see the sun, then offer apasum is going to be usher even from those people that are blind. Why? It doesn't mean that you see the sun, but rather what he meant is those who the sun sees. My time, why do you say that that's what it's talking about? That the sun sees them, even blind people. Midalo ka'amar min haroin. From the fact that the Mishnah didn't say that he's mothering enough from those who can see, therefore it means to say, it means that it can be seen by the sun. La fukir was coming to exclude. Dagam v'ubarim, it's coming to exclude fish and babies, fetus v'ubar. Why? Because the sun can't see them. Therefore, he can get enough from that. Next Mishnah, which also we see similar type of construct here. Hanoder mishchori herosh. Someone who says he makes a neder, he's not going to get any enough from shchori herosh, literally dark-headed. People that are dark-headed. Also, that means people that are bald. He can't get enough from those who are bald and those people who are old. And what it means is, someone has their hair, they're gray, the gray hair is white. So we see that this idea of Shchori Arosh really just means men. But it's going to be mutter with women and with children. Only men are called Shchori Arosh. Now, frankly, my time, what's pshat, that it says dark-headed people, or someone who's dark-headed, that we were going to include people that are bald and people who have white hair. For the fact that it doesn't say that I'm asking myself from people with hair, so therefore you understand it means something else. It's going to be mutter to get from women and children. Only men are called Shchori Arosh. Why are men called Shchori? How do we know that's what it's talking about? Because Anashim, men, Zimnim de Mechasi Rishai, Zimnim de Migla Rishai. Men sometimes cover their hair and sometimes uncover their hair. Aval Nashim la Olam Mechsu, women always cover their head. Uktam la Olam Migla is always uncovered. Therefore, if you wanted to today talk about men or women or children, then you would have said the covered ones or the uncovered ones. The fact that you said the ones that are Shchori Arosh, therefore it has to mean that we're talking about just men. Zok the next heilige Mishnah. Hanoder min yilodim. Somebody goes and makes a neder on yilodim. Notice I'm yilodim. That means we're going to see actually discussion about this, but for now we're going to understand it to mean yilodim of those who are already born. If someone's not getting enough, anyone that was already born, mutter bin oladim, there'll be mutter with those who will be born in the future after that. Min an oladim, someone says I'm going to be asking myself from anyone who will be born in the future, asr min a yilodim, then it's going to be asr even from those who were already born. Wow. Remeir matir after Yelodim. Remeir will matir even with Yelodim. We're going to see what that means. They say, what this is talking about, this person only wants to ask himself from one who will be born, right? Shadarko, it's the normal way just to be born, to come into the world. And we're going to see what that means at the very, very bottom of the page. So that's the Gemara. Now, Remeir said that even those that are born are going to be excluded from this idea called Noladim. So, in fact, the Gemara, Remeir, Velomi Boyin Noladim, according to Remeir, that he said he mattered to get Hanah from people that were born and And for sure, let me boy, you don't have to say to love them those that will be born. So Elam Iman also then, who's it going to be also to? So the Gemara Chasir Vachas Vachitai, we're making something. This is what it means to say. Hanodim in Yoladim into Ben Oladim. Those who make a net, they're not going to get any benefit from someone that was already born. It's going to be mutter from those who will be born. Min Oladim, from those who will be born, Aser be Yoladim. It's going to be Aser also in the Yoladim. Rimei Omer, Afa Nodim in Oladim, even a person who makes a net, from Min Oladim, those who will be born, mutter be Oladim. It's mutter to have enough from those who are already born. Yehechi Din Oder, Min Yoladim, mutter Ben Oladim. Just like those who made a neder on those that already will born, it's going to be mutter for those who will be born. In other words, if it's someone who makes a neder and yilodim, it's going to be mutter noladim. No, it's a neder noladim, it's going to be mutter yilodim. Amalei Rabbi Abaye, Rabbi came and said to Abaye, "Lemeimer de noladim de misaldin mashma." First of all, did you understand the lashon of nolad and yilod? You understood noladim that it means that. Those that will be born, future tense, Elameata, we're going to show you the word Nolad means that they were born already. Shnei Banecha Hanoladin Lecha Be'eretz Mitzrayim. It says the two sons Hanoladin to you in Mitzrayim, in Ashen Ephraim, and it means that they already were born. Hachinami de Isalidu. You want to say over here that it means that will be born? Ephraim and Ashen were already born. So clearly, Nolad doesn't mean will be, but it means past tense. In fact, the Gemara of Elamai de Yelidu Mashma, you want to say what it means is, that those that are already born, so Elamayata the Sifhini no nolad the Beis David Yoshio Shemo, as someone born to a Beis David Yoshio is his name. It says the word nolad there. Hachinami the Hava. You want to say nolad means that he was already born. V'ha'adayim Menashe Laba. Menashe wasn't even alive yet, and that's Yoshio's grandfather, so he wasn't born yet. So what does it mean? Elamayata Mashma Hachi Mashma Hachi. Nolad Yilod can mean either one of them. Ubin the Darim Halachach Loshem Bnei Adam. When it comes to the Darim, we go according to Loshem Bnei Adam what they normally mean. And Nolad usually means future, and Yilod usually means past. VeChachamim Mar Melonus Kavin Itle Elul Mimi Shadak Livaleid. He says that says the Chachamim that this person's intention was only to answer Hana from one who is Darko Livaleid. The nature is to be born. Lafuke Ma, what's it coming to exclude? Lafuke Dagam Ba'ofos is excluding Dagam fish, ofos and bird, which don't come out from the womb born, but rather they have eggs. Right? They come and beats him in the eggs, and that's what the Aran says at the very end. Shematilim Ba'beitzim, Velo Mitzvitsu Ba'me'iman, come out in eggs, and they're not formed in their mother's womb. So that's what's coming to exclude those things that we're going to be mutter to get enough from. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.